Chapter 14. Math, Charts, and Calculations. Decimals. Decimals are commonly used by service technicians. The placement of the decimal point indicates the value of the number. The naming of decimals includes tenths, hundredths, thousandths, and higher. Decimals are used to represent fractions of a unit by using a dot called a decimal point to indicate that the number is a decimal. Tenths, a decimal with one number to the right of the decimal point indicates an accuracy of 1/10, or 0.1, for example, 0.7 is the same as 7/10, and is pronounced 7/10, or 0.7. A decimal can also include numbers larger than zero, but has a resolution or accuracy measured in tenths, such as in 14.7. Hundredth, decimals with two numbers to the right of the decimal point indicate an accuracy to 1/100 or 0.01. For example, 0.47 is pronounced 4/700, or 0.47. Thousandth, a decimal with three numbers to the right of the decimal point indicates an accuracy to 1/1000 or 0.001. For example, 0.867 is pronounced 867,000th, or 0.867. Adding and subtracting decimals. When adding or subtracting decimals, the decimal point has to be aligned. This ensures that the numbers are placed into the correct position of tenth, hundredth, and thousandth. For example, 0.147 plus 0.02 equals 0.167. Notice that the top number is expressed in thousandths and the lower number is expressed in hundredths. The final figure is also shown in thousandths. Note, if these numbers were measurements, the first result cannot be more accurate than the least accurate measurement. This means that the final result should be expressed in hundredths instead of thousandths. When subtracting or multiplying decimals, keep the decimal points aligned or use a calculator, making certain to include the decimal point. Percentage. Percentage is the relationship of a value or number out of 100. Using money as an example, 3 quarters, or 25 cents each, equals 75 cents or 75% of a dollar. Many examples are not that easy, for example, 70 is what percentage of 120? To determine the percentage, divide the first number, 70, by the second number, 120. 70 divided by 120 equals 0.58. To convert this number to a percentage, multiply the number by 100, or move the decimal point 2 places to the right, or 58, and then add a percentage symbol to indicate that the number is a percentage, 58%. Scientific notation. Very large and very small decimal numbers are frequently expressed using scientific notation. Scientific notation is written as a number multiplied by the number of zeros to the right or left of the decimal point. For example, 68,000 could be written as 6.8 times 10 to the 4th power, indicating that the number shown has 3 zeros plus the 8 to the right of the decimal point. Small numbers, such as 0.00068, would use a negative sign beside the number over the 10 to represent that the decimal point needs to be moved toward the left, 6.8 times 10 to the negative 4th power. Adding and subtracting. Technicians are often required to add or subtract measurements when working on vehicles. For example, adding and subtracting is needed to select shims or thin pieces of steel, for adjusting valve clearance or differential preload measurements. For example, if the valve clearance specification is 0.012 of an inch and the clearance is actually 0.016 of an inch, and the shim that is in place between the camshaft lobe and the valve bucket is 0.080 of an inch thick, what size, or thickness, of shim needs to be installed to achieve the correct valve clearance? Solution: the shim thickness of 0.080 of an inch results in a valve clearance of 0.016 of an inch. The specification requires that the shim needs to be thicker to reduce the valve clearance. See Figure 14.1. To determine the thickness of a shim, the amount of clearance needed to be corrected needs to be calculated. The original clearance is 0.016 of an inch and the specification is 0.012 of an inch. The difference is determined by subtracting the actual clearance from the specified clearance. 0.016 of an inch minus 0.0.012 of an inch equals 0.0.004 of an inch. The result of 0.004 of an inch then needs to be added to the thickness of the existing shim to determine the thickness of the replacement shim needed to achieve the correct valve clearance. Fractions, such as half, 1/4, or 5/8, are commonly found in specifications for hose and side diameter measurements. A tape measure or machinist's rule can be used to measure the fitting or the original part. Sometimes, Fractions need to be converted to decimal units if the replacement parts are offered by that measurement method. When comparing fractions to decimal units, think about the number of cents in a dollar. $0.5 equals 50 cents. $0.25 equals 25 cents. 1/10 or dime equals 10 cents. 1/20 or nickel equals 5 cents. Figure 14.1, valve clearance allows the metal parts to expand and maintain proper operation, both when the engine is cold or at normal operating temperature. Adjustment is achieved by changing the thickness of the adjusting shim. Other fractions, such as 3/8, 5/8, and 5/16, are harder to determine. If a chart is not available, divide the bottom number, called the denominator, into the top number, called the numerator. 3/8 is 3 divided by 8, or 0.375. 5/8 is 5 divided by 8, or 0.625. 5/16 is 5 divided by 16, or 0.3125. Multiplying and dividing. Multiplying by a service technician is usually done to determine gear ratios and to determine the total of many of the same items. For example, the final overall gear ratio is determined by multiplying the transmission gear ratio by the final drive ratio and is covered later in this chapter. Dividing is commonly done when calculating total resistance of many resistances connected in parallel. In this situation, the value of the resistance is divided by the number of equal resistances. For example, if four bulbs with a resistance of 0.4 ohm were connected in parallel, the total resistance would be just 0.1 ohm, or 0.4 divided by 4 equals 0.1. Mathematical formulas. A formula uses letters to represent values or measurements and indicates how these numbers are to be multiplied, divided, added, or subtracted. To use a formula, the technician needs to replace the letters with the actual number and perform the indicated math functions. For example, a formula is used to determine engine speed and revolutions per minute, or RPM. Refer to calculation on page 123. This formula is used to determine the speed of the engine compared to the gear ratio and tire size. Sometimes, wheel and tire sizes are changed, and knowing this is helpful. To calculate the engine speed, the actual information needs to be placed into the formula. Refer to calculation on page 123. Replacing the terms with the actual numbers results in the following. Refer to calculations on page 123. Frequently asked question. How is metric fuel economy measured? In the United States, fuel economy is expressed in miles per gallon. Outside of the United States, fuel economy is measured in the number of liters of fuel needed to travel 100 kilometers, or 62 miles, abbreviated L/100 km. This means that as the number increases, the fuel economy decreases. In the metric system, the fuel is measured. In the United States, the miles are measured. Refer to chart on page 124. Fuel economy calculator. To calculate fuel economy in miles per gallons, two factors must be known. 1. How far was the vehicle driven? 2. How many gallons of fuel were needed? This calculation requires that the fuel tank be filled two times. First at the start of the test and then at the end of the test distance. For example, Step 1. Fill the tank until the nozzle clicks off. Note, try to use the same station and pump, if possible, to achieve the most accurate results. Step 2. Drive a reasonable distance. For the example, 220 miles were traveled. Step 3. Fill the fuel tank and record the number of gallons used. For this example, exactly 10.0 gallons were needed to refill the tank. Step 4. Calculate fuel economy, MPG equals miles driven divided by the number of gallons used. Gear ratios. When one gear turns another, the speed that the two gears turn in relation to each other is the gear ratio. Gear ratio is expressed as the number of rotations the drive gear must make in order to rotate the driven gear through one revolution. To obtain a gear ratio, simply divide the number of teeth on the driven gear by the number of teeth on the drive gear. Gear ratios, which are expressed relative to the number one, fall into three categories. Direct drive. Gear reduction. Overdrive. Direct drive, if two meshed gears are the same size and have the same number of teeth, they will turn at the same speed. Since the drive gear turns once for each revolution of the driven gear, the gear ratio is 1:1, this is called a direct drive. When a transmission is in direct drive, the engine and transmission turn at the same speed. Gear reduction, if one gear drives a second gear that has three times the number of teeth, The smaller drive gear must travel 3 complete revolutions in order to drive the larger gear through 1 rotation. See Figure 14.2. Divide the number of teeth on the driven gear by the number of teeth on the drive gear and you get a 3-to-1 gear ratio. This type of gear arrangement, where driven gear speed is slower than drive gear speed, provides gear reduction. Gear reduction may also be called underdrive, as drive speed is less than, or under, driven speed. Both terms mean the same thing and use as a matter of preference. Gear reduction is used for the lower gears in a transmission. First gear in a transmission is called low gear because output speed, not gear ratio, is low. Low gears have numerically high gear ratios. That is, a 3-to-1 gear ratio is a lower gear than those with a 2-to-1, or 1-to-1 gear ratio. These three ratios taken in order represent a typical upshift pattern from low gear, 3-to-1, to second gear, 2-to-1, to third gear, 1-to-1. Overdrive. Overdrive is the opposite of a gear reduction condition and occurs when a driven gear turns faster than its drive gear. For the gears shown in Figure 14.3, the driven gear turns 3 times for each turn of the drive gear. The driven gear is said to overdrive the drive gear. For this example, the gear ratio is 0.33 to 1. Overdrive ratios of 0.65 to 1 and 0.70 to 1 are typical of those used in automotive applications. Note, ratios always end in 1 with a colon in between. Therefore, the first number is less than 1 if it is an overdrive ratio and greater than 1 if it is a gear reduction ratio. Refer to Figure 14.2, the drive gear is attached or is closer to the power source and rotates or drives the driven gear. Refer to Figure 14.3, if the driven gear is rotating faster than the drive gear, it is called an overdrive ratio. Graphs, charts, and diagrams. Graph reading, a graph is a visual display of information. Graphs are commonly used in the automotive service industry to illustrate trends or specifications along with time or some other variable. A variable is a measurement of something that changes, such as engine speed or time. A graph has two variables displayed. One variable changes from left to right on the horizontal axis. This is called the x-axis. The other variable is displayed on the vertical axis, called the y-axis. A graph is created by making a series of dots at various locations and then connecting the dots with a line. See Figure 14.4. Interpreting a graph. To interpret a graph, select a point along the horizontal axis, or x-axis, and then look directly above the point where the line appears. Mark this spot and then look directly to the left along the vertical axis, y-axis, to see what value is represented by the points on the graph. Refer to Figure 14.4, a graph showing horsepower and torque. Notice that the curves cross at 5,252 RPM, or a little bit to the right of the 50, which is expressed as the graph number multiplied by 100. The example is 52 multiplied by 100 equals 5,200 RPM. The torque and horsepower curves cross at 5,252 RPM because torque is measured by a dynamometer. The horsepower is then calculated using a formula that causes both values to be the same at that one engine speed. Chart reading. A chart is used to represent data, such as numbers or specifications, along with another variable, such as model or year of vehicle. A chart is very useful for showing many different specifications or other facts in an easy-to-read format. See Figure 14.5. For an example of a transmission specifications chart, which shows the transmission parts listed along the horizontal axis, or x-axis, and gear of the automatic transmission along the vertical, or y-axis. Refer to Figure 14.5, a typical chart showing what is applied and what gear in an automatic transmission. Interpreting a chart can look complicated, but if studied, it is easy to interpret. Start by looking along the horizontal or vertical axis for the information, such as the range of the transmission down the left column. Then look to the right to find which device is being used to achieve the transmission drive range. Diagram reading. A diagram is a graphic design that explains or shows the arrangement of parts. Diagrams are commonly used in the automotive service industry to show how a component is assembled and in which order the parts are placed together. See Figure 14.6, for an example. Interpreting a diagram usually shows the relationship of many parts. Lines are used to show the centerline of the part and the identity of the part is often shown as a number or letter. A separate chart or area of the diagram needs to be looked at to determine the name of the part. Diagrams are most helpful when disassembling or assembling a component, such as a transmission. For best results, use electronic information and print out the diagram so it can be written on and can be thrown away when the repair has been completed. This process also helps prevent getting grease on the pages of a service manual. Refer to Figure 14.6, an exploded view showing how the thermostat is placed in the engine. Review questions. Question 1. What is the formula for determining fuel economy? Question 2. Why are the torque and horsepower of an engine equal at 5,252 RPM? Question 3. What service operation may require the technician to add and subtract? Question 4. What service operation may require the technician to multiply or divide? Question 5. What math function is needed to calculate the overall gear ratio if the transmission and differential ratios are both known? Chapter Quiz. Question 1. 10 of 30 vehicles checked during a safety inspection had at least one tire that was underinflated. This represents what percentage of the vehicles? A. 25%, B. 33%, C. 43%, D. 67%. Question 2. Which of the following shows the relationship of parts? A. Chart. B. Graph. C. Diagram. D. Schematic. Question 3. Add 0.102 of an inch and 0.080 of an inch. The answer is A. 0.182 of an inch. B. 0.1082 of an inch. C. 0.0082 of an inch. D. 0.8200 of an inch. Question 4. What is 26 out of 87 in percentage? A. 33.5%, B. 11.3%, C. 29.89%, D. 61.0%. Question 5. What number is being represented by the scientific notation 6.28 times 10 to the third power? A. 6.28. B. 628. C. 6280. D. 62800. Question 6. 3/16 is what number in decimal form? A. 0.1875. B. 1.875. C. 0.5333. D. 5.333. Question 7. How is 0.183 pronounced? A. 183,000th. B. 1,083. C. 0.183 hundredths. D. 1/10 and 83 hundredths. Question 8. A vehicle traveled 280 miles and used 12.6 gallons of fuel. What is the calculated miles per gallon? A. 18 mpg. B. 22.2 mpg. C. 28 mpg. D. 42 mpg. Question 9. Which number is the smallest? A. 1/16. B. 0.25. C. 3/8. D. 0.33. Question 10. Gear ratio is expressed as the number of rotations the blank must make in order to rotate the blank one revolution. A. Drive gear than the driven gear. B. Driven gear than the drive gear. C. Input gear than the output gear. D. Output gear than the input gear. End of chapter 14.